Blog Talk Radio.
Change better, get your mind right, get your money right. Homie and the artist, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You know how we doing a Wednesday night, man. Got a good show for you tonight. Tonight's special guest, my man Mikey Mountain. And the artist on his grind, gonna be calling in a minute. I'm gonna chop it up, you know what I mean? See what's going on, what he doing, and all that. Big Heston in the building. What's going on, brother?
Man, it's beautiful, man. It's, you know, hard work pays off, man. My mom's got, well, I ended up having a big interview on a radio station going tomorrow. Shout out to NX Records, Wyatt, 2019, it's DJ Ant. Austin Blaze, and Kevin 1753. Y'all listening, man. Love y'all. Love the support, man. Ben Frank, without you, this platform wouldn't be here, man. And I, you know, I was sending a link out, and I saw, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know that you will, episode 362? I think that's a hell of a run, brother. A hell of a run. I'm trying to sit down and divide that shit and see how many years that is, man. Big, dog. That's big, man. And you doing it for free. You know what I'm saying, man? You risk life and limb to get home from work, to sit down and have the platform for people to share their experiences, man. You've been a blessing to me, brother, because y'all, you know, when I met y'all, I had no idea of what I was doing, and sitting here meeting with y'all every week, man, I learned something every episode, dog, for real. That's real talk, man.
So, love, man. Pleasure to have you on the show every Wednesday, man. It's a family. It's a network. This is what we do, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Oh, man, you know this. You know how we play timeless music. Phone lines lighting up, though, man. 301, Mike Mountain in the building. What's going on? What's popping, bro?
What's good? What's good, Papa?
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Mike Mountain rocking with us. Of course, you got Future Guru in the building. What's going on, brother?
I'm grinding, man.
Sure.
Everybody stay safe out there, man. You know, I'm out here grinding in between shifts. Glad to be on the show, man, with everybody that's showing love. You know, we appreciate it.
Love.
You know, shout out to the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio and 1000 Network for now radio. Everybody that's supporting the wave, man. Appreciate y'all. What up, Big Hess?
What's going on, family, man? Love you, dog.
I love you, bro. Yeah, you know what we do, man. We out here grinding, man. Ain't nothing changed, man. The grind don't stop. The marathon continue, baby.
You see it, man. Mike Mountain in the building. Yo, Mike Mountain, let
What's
everybody
going
know
on,
what you're
family?
About, brother. Let
Can you
know
show that
out? Mike Mountain, let everybody know what you're all about.
I got this new album out called Piraguas. That's P-I-R, Agua. It's a EP. It's a Latin joint, you know what I'm saying? It's got Latin boom bap. It's got Latin trap. It's got reggaeton on there. It's got something for everybody on there, for all generations. It's English and Spanish. Some songs are mostly English. Some songs are mostly Spanish. It's 33 minutes of Latin funk, man. It's some good shit. You can find me, MOUNTAIN. Mike Mountain, that's two words, M-I-C, Mountain. You can find me at MikeMountain.com, Mike Mountain on Facebook, all the online platforms, Spotify, iTunes, what have you, SoundCloud, I'm there, man. Check me out. I also do graphic work. You can find me at MountainHighGraphics.com, that's Mountain High Graphics with an X. I do animations. I do animated music videos. I do websites. I do flyers, business cards, whatever, CD covers, all that good stuff.
Well, that multimedia, I like that.
Yes, sir.
Yo, give us your top five greatest MCs of all time, no order.
Top five greatest MCs of all time. So I have to say, Redman is number one. Well, I'm not going to put him in any particular order, but I get to say the first that comes to mind is Redman, Big Pun, KRS-One, Sean Price, Coogee Rap. That's five,
true,
right?
True.
Yeah, that's a dope. That's a dope ass top five. That's a straight up hip hop top five. That's a hip hop top five. That's a hip hop top five.
Straight legend.
That's a real hip hop top five, man. Salute.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Those are my favorite MCs right there.
I like that.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, how you feel about the current state of hip hop right now, bro?
I feel that it's good. I mean, as far as mumble rap is just another form of the blues, you know what I'm saying? It's a form of jazz, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, man, I mean, I think that the contemporaries of today will get the approval of the contemporaries of yesterday who did the jazz and all of that, because all it is black expression of music. I mess with the reggaeton now, you know what I'm saying? The Latin, the urban Latin music, you know what I'm saying? The Latin trap and all that good stuff. I can see a lot of that getting bigger and bigger now that Latin artists are learning more English and fans are learning more Spanish. And there's a big underground scene, you know, renaissance of real hip hop that's out there. Like West Side Gun is leading the way. There's a whole bunch of there's so many cats out there like that I would consider peers and colleagues, but they're like the super lyrical giants that are basically doing it, either have been doing it since the 90s and the 80s and are still doing it, or they just started doing it in 2010s and they're coming strong. But I would say it's a renaissance because they have more of a 90s sound, more of an East Coast sound, it's more lyrical. The only way you can tap in is really to get on the web and to look it up, you know what I'm saying? Bandcamp is where most of those type of artists are selling their stuff, you know. The independent game is real big. That's where I see the game, you know. It's definitely no place for the record industry right now. No place at all.
Yeah, I like what you said about the reggaeton, man. Hey, but I got a question, man. Like, as a DJ who actually loves the reggaeton vibe, and then there's another vibe, what they call baile, B-A-I-L-L-E.
Oh, baile.
Baile. Is that the same as reggaeton, or is there like a difference between the vibe? Is there a difference?
I really don't know. Baile just means dance. I mean, that's. I don't know if they have a...
I got you. I wasn't sure what that word meant, but I know that that's like a popular term connecting the reggaeton vibe with, like you said. So now that I got that, it means dance. It's kind of a dance music. So the reggaeton gives you the dance vibe anyway. So I kind of put that all together now that you said that. I'm glad I asked that question because I've been hearing this term baile. So now it means dance.
You hear that a lot with Parea, La Parea, and Discoteca a lot.
It would be probably like an MC type of, you know, slang. Like, okay, dance, violate. That means so everybody get the crowd hype, so kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. It's just like dance. It's just telling people to dance.
Yeah, that's
you know
respect.
What I'm saying?
I'm glad I asked that because that gave me a... Cause it's Latin MCs too. Latin MCs got to move around too. You might have a whole crowd of people that's Latin Latino, and you need a Latino MC to move that crowd. Cause he's going to move. You can't talk English to move that crowd. You gotta respond to them in a Latino way. You feel me? So now I get it. Like I'm kind of glad I asked that question because I'm like, yo, what's baile? What's baile? I never knew. I should have looked it up, but I didn't. But I've been hearing it more and more and more, and I'm thinking it's another form of reggaeton or something.
They got a different a form of Caribbean music called dembow,
okay.
Kind of like dembow,
They call it dembow or something like that, or dembow or dembow or something. I forgot, but it's
that's
like
more,
a,
that's kind of a reggae term anyway.
Yeah. It's like
I remember some of the old reggae artists used to say that shit too. You know.
Yeah, it's like Dominican Caribbean dance form or music form. You know what I'm saying?
That just shows you how much the cultures are kind of intertwined, bro. When you hear these sounds and people respond to them in the same way, it make you move. Like you might have some African people that hear reggaeton,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. You might have some African people that hear reggaeton, and that shit is gonna resonate. They're gonna dance. They're gonna respond to it, and then they might be doing some African dances. But they dancing the reggaeton music. You feel me? So
yeah, and it's funny because a lot of the beats that I make are either I make a lot of reggaeton beats, but the sounds that I use are either Afro beat or
of course,
reggae or dancehall. You know what I'm saying?
That's because the instruments are kind of intertwining and incorporating each other, like,
fusing,
you know, so it resonates with all, you know. I think that's dope, bro. Keep doing them beats, man. That's salute.
Thanks,
that
man.
Shit,
I appreciate it. Appreciate it,
no
bro.
No doubt.
Keep right. playing them records, man.
Yeah.
Word up.
Hey, I just had a picture of Patrick and pulling up to the bumper.
Oh, Patrick was that. Patrick was a mean. She was a queen of reggae at one time. And you stop playing.
Oh yeah, respect song she did with Biggie. Remember that joint?
Yeah.
I just remember. I don't even remember the song with Biggie. I'm gonna be completely honest. If I do, I probably was jogging my. I just remember her. Her brand was that serious. Her brand
was
that
sexy.
Yeah, her brand was Jack Dope,
still is,
bro.
Too.
Just said her name. You know who she is. Patrick.
Nobody else
had her name. Nobody else had that name, kid. Nobody.
Ever again.
Man,
I
come on, man.
She was. She was a great artist. She was a great artist, bro.
Hell of a brand, man.
Man.
She sold her shit.
She hit the scene with that shit and said, I'm Patrick, and that's it. That's all you need to know. Come on.
Man.
Yeah,
man. Hey, the queen of the reggaeton.
For real. We got
dancehall. Queen of the dancehall. Queen of reggae. Yeah. Reggae dancehall music.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, it's Casey. Yo, it's Casey here from OneStopShopHipHop.com. How you doing, y'all?
What's going on, family?
What's good, man? Chilling. So you guys got a guy on the radio who make a lot of reggaeton beats?
Yeah.
Introduce yourself again.
My name is Mike Mountain. You know what I'm saying? MICMOUNTAIN.
Mike,
it's Casey. Waste
Mountain. It's Casey,
Mike.
Oh,
yeah. What's good, man? What's good?
How you been,
man?
Bro? How is everything?
I've been pretty good, you know?
I've been thinking about you lately. I got a lot of big things going on recently, and I was thinking about you because I had to deal with some cleaning up problems, and I realized, you know, I said, why is this like that? You know what I'm talking about? And I said, okay, it's because what now is out and about, you know what I'm saying? White privilege, and that's what it was back then, and I didn't realize it, so I want to go ahead and say I apologize, Mike. And you're the only one that know what I'm talking about.
It's all good, but I mean,
don't beat me up on radio, please.
I'm not. But I accept my friends for who they are. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, we all grow.
Right.
We all grow, and we all look at ourselves in the past like butterflies and cocoons. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it is. Like. And I accept my friends for who they are. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Word up.
I'm not no hoe gonna hold a grudge and all that shit. You know what I mean?
You sound real good, man. You sound real healthy. You sound like you're doing your thing still, man.
Well, I got a lot more work to do health wise, but you know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. I appreciate it, bro.
If you need help getting that music out there, just when we get done with this call, I'll go ahead and. I'll make everything correct so tomorrow you'll have an open line of communication.
Yeah, just hit me up, man. You still got my email
Absolutely,
address?
Absolutely, I will. I will.
All right, cool.
Do I?
Cool. I still got yours,
yes,
so.
Yeah, recently, I'll probably hit you when you can hit me. Yeah, it's like we having like a personal like conversation. You know, I call in, see, I know
That's dope.
But, yeah, I was talking with, I just we're working on solidifying two things. One World Magazine, but One World Magazine's like, I'm like, okay, for my website, I'm like, okay, I need usage, I need everything, you know, I've got Hot 97, I got a lot of things going on, so I'm like, okay, just secured I just secured a lot. This website's 1 week old, I'm loving it, onestopshophiphop.com. I got my feature artist up. We got the good people with Master Ace. We got Rockwell's Classy Dons featuring John Jiggs. And then we also got Mouth Thoughts of Her featuring Razor, artists on the come up. But the site is still very new. It's in the beginning stages. And those who collaborate and work with me in the very beginning, just like Mr. Ben Frank, his logo is going across. He's our business partners. And things are going great, and I'm so excited to say that we had a great conversation with Jose Gutierrez the other night from One World Magazine, and then I offered and extended more services saying, let's cross-pollinate our brands, because I felt like I should be paying them. Hopefully they ain't listening. I should be paying them to be on my website. And they said, okay, you interested in Nasty Nez and Rap Attack Live, DRT, Rap Attack Live. Are you kidding? Nasty Nez, DJ Sir Mix-a-Lot's DJ. Okay, yes, let's do this. So I'm hanging on that right now, man, and as well as working. The work is strenuous, man. I used to play video games all day. A week ago, some flame got underneath my ass. And now I'm doing everything. And the last person that you, Ben, that you heard me talking with, you know what I'm saying? Still, people have business falling outs, and it happened that fast. I couldn't take the back seat to my own baby. You know what I mean? But I reached out to Jonathan. He's loving it. Radio Pushers, shout out. And Monopoly Family, shout out. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, shout out. Mike Mountain, shout out. Shout out the guru. Shout out everybody, man. Good people. I mean, trust me, we are all in good hands right now. Word up. That's how
it's
I feel, man. I'm very excited, man. Very excited.
Indeed.
What is it?
The website is, we all know
WW,
so it's...
Somebody said the network.
Yeah, it's the network, man.
That's what I want to hear, man. That's what I want to hear.
Everything's network, man. For real. This is so real. Yo, I didn't even know Mike Mallon and Casey knew each other. Y'all just happened to call in the same show the same day. Yeah, I know you.
That's how I
met
you. I did an interview
that's
with
true,
you.
That's true.
That's how I did like 2 albums ago. Like I did an interview with you.
Yep.
Back in 2016. And
yeah,
I
hit him up. That's how I met Tremaine from VCR. And now I got the website up and going, and when we flaunt on it. Hey, Mike Mountain, I'm going to offer you this right now. We're going to create a whole new tab where we're going to sell some music on there, okay? But we're going to be realistic with the music. So go ahead, and tomorrow we'll touch base on that, and we'll set up some content for you here on the website since you're home team.
Boom.
And same thing as you, Ben Sutler, Ben Frank. Check it out.
If you
have any more, if you have any more logos.
You don't have my email blocked enough, right?
The email going through to CW Daler? No, it wouldn't be blocked, I don't believe.
Okay, cool. So you was getting all my emails, you just didn't respond to them.
No, then I didn't get your email somehow.
No, I didn't say a lot. Just when we were arguing and shit, you know what I mean? I was saying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
back to it. Yeah.
So you still got my joints? All right, cool. We good.
Always.
We good.
Always. Definitely.
We good.
But like I said,
man,
I could just sit up here all day.
That's
what I'm doing.
Care,
is I'm establishing
care,
a network, right?
Friends who care about each other. You know what I'm saying? You got that. You got that invested. Because I remember
that invested
time.
You know
what
I mean? You talk
mm-hmm.
a lot. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You got that invested
everybody
time,
know that.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I actually did very good on the One World interview. I really did. But basically, here's the company in a nutshell. You know, basically, you know, if you're your own artist, it's difficult for you to manage, you know, like recording new content, traveling, getting new gigs, appearing on radio, writing new songs, finding ways to get on radio, locating recording studios, leasing beats and music. So based in photo shoots, et cetera, as you know how the business goes. Now, what we have established is a network of full service productions studios to help produce your content, right? So in the meantime, our agents create a budget to place your content into, get your new music to new audiences. So your budget, we're going to work with it no matter what it is, and we're going to spread it out to a new audience. It's all going to be, none of it's going to be, we're going to buy nothing. If that's the way you are destined and you want to go, we can do whatever you want. But we do the legwork so you can focus on producing good music. We offer multiple packages for all levels of recording artists. It's years and years of collaborations of people and partnerships. I'm looking at the website right now, and I mean, Hip Hop Stock Exchange is one of our radio partners. You know, it's going across. You know, BCR, Hip Hop Mag. And then we have the talents. You know, DJ Sean Swift. We got Hot 97. I need to update everything. But I think if One World comes through, we're using One World right now underneath our print publications, because of other certain contracts with Monopoly Family, because of who was in it. We have right for usage, but it's about ready to blow up. This is 1 week. This is just 1 week. This has been my dream. I'm rushing it to trademark before someone beats me and then taps me on the shoulder and says, I got your business. What you gonna do? So, very happy. I'm very proud. I don't think Ben probably ever heard me this up and up on my P's and Q's. You know, man, I'm just feeling very humble right now, you know, to be able to have, you know, met so many people through all the different avenues, and especially, you know, through Ben Frank, you know, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, you know, directly. Because right now I'm offering a radio package, right? $50 will get one DRT radio airplay, one DRT radio interview with multiple replays up to 90 minutes for the interview. One single played every day for a year. 30 days internet blast in the Pacific Northwest, Louisiana, and New England. One magazine advertisement in a physical publication of BCR Magazine, and one internet music review. That is only $50. If you don't have $50, if you have a dollar, we'll give you one single played every day for a week, DRT streams. So there's packages
coupon
for
everybody. Coupon code Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
there it is.
There you
it's
go.
Gonna be that way. It's gonna be that way. Hell yeah.
So we're right.
Yeah. But Emil, I'm calling you that for a reason, Mr. Mountain, and I looked up your co-host a little bit the other day, and you guys have music that you guys want sold. I'm
my
opening
co-host?
Up a platform to sell it. I can take e-commerce, okay?
My co-host? Who's co-host? What are you talking about?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you and your family.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I checked into that. Yeah, I checked in and I put your name into Google. I was like, okay.
Right, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
see the
you.
Contribution. You know, no, man, thank you. You're welcome. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah.
Like,
we're talking.
Like,
you followed me on Instagram the other day and I got it.
I think
started
so,
yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah. We'll talk for real.
Did I follow you as the business, or did I follow you as me? Probably the business,
I think
yes.
It was the
I
business.
Think. Yeah, I hate the digital aspects of it, but that's why we work all day. We work from the morning to night. 2 days ago, there was a bunch of melting ice everywhere. There's videos. Featured deal of the month, artist to watch out for. You know, you have available a platinum package, previous featured artist of the month. Now you're going to say, okay, what's it going to take to get you on there? You know, artist of the month is Rockwell's. You know, follow him on IG at Forbes Living, like, you know, Forbes Magazine, Forbes Living. Man, it just, I'm so excited, man. You know, Monopoly.
You gotta get
family,
Mike Mountain on
people.
That DRT, man. You gotta get
Mike Mountain on that DRT. I got you on the muscle, bro. I got you on the muscle. Send me some logos as I put it down as people that I have people that I work with, and I have people that basically retain my services or I very, very close with. You would fall underneath the talent section. So I think that would be a very nice look, especially if the endorsements come through from One World Magazine. And man, let me tell you, man, and you know, Nasty Nez Rodriguez, that shit would be tight to get that.
That's real,
yeah,
man.
I want to give y'all a heads up on this artist I've just started working with, thanks to my partner JG and TNT and Marcus Allen. This is actually Marcus Allen's artist. His name on Twitter is OMGBACHI. I think you pronounce his name as Bachi or Bachi. But
what is it again?
He has a record. OMGBACHI. And he has a record out right now called Hot. I'm probably going to send it to Ben Frank to play it next week. But I got to give a shout out to what he's doing with his distribution, man. He got himself involved
with the label.
I gotta give him a shout out because of what he's doing with his distribution on top of
what's his name?
Linking with independent promoters. It's on top of linking with independent promoters to promote his project, because he actually got himself involved with signing with Steve Stout's company, United Masters. And now that he's with United Masters, he's doing a tremendous amount of streams across his whole album.
Right.
And also, when you go to his profile page on the United Masters, you can link up and sign right up as a fan and be updated on what he's got going on. So this is why I want to stress the importance of somebody like what Steve Stout is doing and how he's seen the vision. Same way I did probably 6-7 years ago, is that you got to go direct to consumer with your marketing. You know,
yeah.
You got to be organic, and you got to go direct. You got to go direct to consumer. So with that being said, now that he's already on that platform of United Masters, when you look at his main profile page on the United Masters, the splash page, it gives you a drop box for you to fill in your info if you want to be a fan of his music. So you might have already heard his music. Well, when you go to his main page under United Masters, you can sign right up and get updated on what he's got going on. So that way,
he does publishing or distribution or both?
Well, you talk about Steve Stout under United Masters, just go look that up. I'm trying to give you what to do. Do your Googles. Look up Steve Stout, United Masters. That's his company. Steve Stout done a lot of. He used to manage Nas. Of course, everybody knows
like,
who
like,
Steve Stout is, bro. Everybody knows
me.
Steve Stout. He used to
probably
manage Nas.
Right.
Let me tell you who he is, then, since you don't know. He used to manage Nas. He took his shit into the advertising space. That's why he got all those accounts with McDonald's and getting You know, he's the one that came up. His agency is called Translation, his ad agency. He's the one that came up with the I'm loving it theme for McDonald's however many years ago. That's his company. So, you know, he moved right into hip-hop into advertising. So, yeah, he's also responsible for bringing a lot of NBA players and brands together, you know. So, of course, man, he has a lot of
knowledge in the game. But at the same time, when he knew that this shit was going to go independent with all this Apple Music shit back in the day, when there wasn't going to be selling no more records and shit and CDs, he knew it. So he developed a platform called United Masters, and that's where you could go be an artist under them. You're not just going to get right on, but you can still sign up. You could still try to apply to be an artist under them. But at the same time, they're going to teach you how that independent grind go. Like, you're not going to see too many people
that's
with a splash page.
Exactly.
You're not
going
to see too many people with a splash page that go right to their page, and all you're going to see is a way to contact them in case you want to stay updated on their news or events. Like, that's what you got to have, people. So if somebody signs up under him, he's probably got a direct. As soon as they sign up or put their email information in, it's probably a bell that's going to ring to his management as a notification or him himself just to say, oh, shit, I got a new fan under my United Masters page. So that's a way for people to just connect with him and be fans. It's okay to be fans. If you want to be, when I say direct to consumer, that means send your music to people who want to hear your shit. Send your music to people that you may be interested, that may be interested in your shit. You got to target that market
first of all, and then
hit the gas. You can't target the market.
Or send your music to onestopshophiphop.com, and we'll figure out a way to get you more exposure.
There you go.
Listen, we take everything from $1 to $1,000.
I just want to make a point about how important direct to consumer marketing is. It doesn't mean that you only have to do that through United Masters. It means you have to get with somebody that has your best interest in heart in that regard. You know? So if you don't have that, you're not gonna make any headway. You're not gonna make any headway. You gotta run the route. Just like a wide receiver runs his route when that quarterback throws that ball, they practice that at practice all day, that timing. But he gotta run X amount of fast for that ball is thrown, he's supposed to be there. The quarterback knows where to throw it. He's a professional. He knows how to pinpoint. Some quarterbacks can do it better than others. But Brady's one of the best at it. Drew Brees is one of the best at it. You got quarterbacks from back in the day that's the best at it.
Right.
They know that their receiver can run this fast, and when they throw that ball 50 yards down the field, he's going
to
outrun.
So basically what you're trying to say is that people are aligned with their the people are aligned on the same common goal. Now, I want to go ahead, and it's another cheap promo. But when you drop us a line, you don't got to give us your music. The music would be a good help to see what you want to promote. But when you just contact us and send me a message, I will schedule a 30-minute consultation. We'll sit down, and with me, it'll probably go over 30 minutes. You'll probably get a whole hour of my time. And the first thing I'm going to ask you is if you tell me that you want to go ahead and you want a radio campaign and you want to be on Sway in the Morning or – you know, this and that. Do I have the connections to do that? Yes, I do. My first question to you would be, is your music registered? No. What do you mean registered? BMI, ASCAP, you know, Sound Exchange, you know. Okay, no. Well, I'm not going to take an artist and do exactly what he says or he or she says. I'm going to take an artist, I'm going to look at them, and they're going to get a consultation, almost like a lawyer. Like, this is how the case is going to break down. These are the ways that you can go. And it's their, you know, their free will. But it, regardless, they still get the advice.
So they get a free consultation, huh? They get a free
consultation. Minimum 30 minutes, probably more with me. I have my business number.
Yeah, on that note, guys, I want to tell you something. Guys, you gotta be out here grinding, man. You got to network
hard
with people that are like-minded and that are ready to actually give you a chance to actually take the time out to listen to your music and get you involved with whatever their platform is doing. You know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things. You know what I mean? So what you have to do is find out what's best for you and find out what you really need and follow what you really want as far as Is it monetization? Is it just fame? Is it just more followers? Is it just more listeners? Is it just more, like, you want to command a bigger audience? You want to reach more listeners? I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm doing a special kind of, you know, warm-up. It's just a warm-up thing. This is a trial thing I'm doing. So I got a hashtag under either Facebook or Instagram. Not Instagram so much, but Facebook and Twitter. I'm using it, and I'm calling it the Song of the Day. So there's a Song of the Day that might be on one of my playlists, right? So what I'm doing is I'm giving this song a whole bunch of run on a particular day, and I'm dating the information. Like, okay, Song of the Blast for 10/14/2020 might be Ashton Blaze. I did one for Ashton Blaze today. Shout out to Ashton Blaze. I did a Song of the Day e-blast for him today. Like, it's already like 50 people that already kind of sent me screenshots just for today that's already chimed in and listened to the song. So he's got a bunch of listeners just because I got 500 people on my platform on Spotify tuning in.
So I'm
going to
go
in.
Ahead.
I'm asking artists for feedback. I'm asking them to add the music into their music library just because I want this brother to win. I want him to monetize across all streaming platforms, not just Spotify. I don't
Mike
just
Mountain.
Do Spotify. I
That's
do
right.
I do YouTube promotions,
yeah.
Amazon, Apple Music. You gotta everybody's not listening to just one stream. You might have a person that's just on their iPhone all day, so they're most likely streaming through Apple Music. They might be on
that's
Spotify, real. What have you, but you gotta actually consider that. You gotta actually, like, yo, well, I sent them the Spotify link, but they're not even on Spotify. So switch it up. So if I'm on Ashton Blaze,
man.
I want to say
thank you for the jewels that you all and the gems you always be dropping out there to, you know, all the independent artists, you know, who don't necessarily have this knowledge and it doesn't get taught in the business. If anything, people get fired for talking about this in the business. So now,
well, don't trap yourself into one revenue stream like on Spotify. You got to be more diverse. You got to say, hey, I got to promote my YouTube. I got to promote my Apple Music. I got to promote my Amazon. I got to promote my
You
got to
promote
you
your
gotta,
Boom
you
Bap
go
Nation.
The board.
Instead of Boom Bap Nation.
Yeah, all of that.
5 years
all
from
that.
Now, it's going to be one-stop shop. That's where my goal is. I needed your listeners to hear that. Where Boom Bap Nation is at. But here's the thing. I'm not going to charge you $450 to feature you for a day. Or a week.
Come on, man. We already know what level these platforms that already was actually, you know, getting that type of money, whatever, back in the day. That shit is going to dry up, bro. You know, people are becoming more savvy on what they want to do. People are becoming more savvy in what they need. People are actually finding the right people that they're looking for to enter, to actually incorporate what they're doing with their brand. They're actually finding these people, and they ain't trying to get their head knocked in. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, like, that's why it's important as an artist to know what you want. That's why it's important for artists to say, like, okay, well,
it's not so much important for them to know what they want than to surround themselves with people who can guide them correctly, like yourself or myself or someone like Ben Frank. You know, someone or Mike Mount, someone who's been around industry cats. Knows
a lot of artists
are
not even
going
to admit to the fact where they're lacking at. Their management ain't going to admit to the fact where they're lacking at because they want to look like the most smartest motherfucker in the room. You're not going to be the smartest. I don't want to be the smartest motherfucker in the room. I do not want to be the smartest person in the room.
No,
sorry,
the guy asks all the questions and pisses everybody off for staying there too long.
Well, I mean, I'm just making
good,
a point. I'm there to network. I don't care.
Yes, it is.
If you know something, that could be a valuable resource to me, I want to be in the room. I don't have to be the one that knows everything. I don't want to be the person that knows everything. I know a lot, but I don't know everything. I'm humble.
I know some.
I learn something every day. I learned something from watching a Steve Stout interview that was done 5-6 years ago because he was ahead of the curve back then. He was ahead of the curve, so you gotta go look at some of those people that knew what they was doing. Go to YouTube and look up Steve Stout, and you'll see some of the interviews that he did.
I'm going to. I
have
that written down already.
When you look at some of the interviews he did when he started United Masters 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm not just gonna look at him. I'm gonna approach him and see if he wants to do my distribution. down to hold off on that until I get.
I don't need no company like that to actually stamp me, bro. My thing is, I'm doing my shit independently, and like that's what
but
a lot of
some people don't have the knowledge that you have. So you go ahead and pay a small fee.
This is what I'm trying to say.
$60, $40 for a couple month campaign.
A lot of people want to build their names under somebody else. That's not always the best thing. If you really on the up and moving and grooving, focus on your shit and keep that shit
going. Check my site
up.
Out then. That's exactly what he's doing. The only other stuff's going to do
focus
is make
on your
keep
shit
improving.
And keep this shit going up. You know,
so you're
going to
be
no,
mad at
Source no
Magazine
I don't need no record label to stamp my shit. I don't need no record label to stamp my shit. They know that I'm moving.
That's
they see what I'm doing on Spotify. They see what I'm doing on the Twitter.
I need a rebuttal. I kind of feel like that was a jab at me saying that I don't need One World or I don't need
Don't feel like that,
you know
bro. This is for everybody. We got a lot of listeners, bro. This ain't about you, bro. I'm trying to say when we enlightening these artists, we give them the whole plate. We don't just say, yo, I'm not giving these niggas no yams today. No,
give them some yams. Give them some cake. Give them some cake. Give them some pot. 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 Give who has a company such as mine. And they say, oh, we've been listening to your music. We like it. We want to do this and that. No, you are part of a scam. Now, when people are asking for the first business deal, if they're asking for more than you think they can give, the idea and my business model is based around I'm giving services up so cheap, and then I throw the money maker on top of it, whether it's an advertisement spot, whether it's a magazine spot, whether it's, you know, advertising in a physical magazine or radio interviews, where the fees pay for themselves. I've written 5 invoices since last Wednesday. Not one of the invoices has been for over $100, but I am in contract for some people for 30 days, some for 90, and some for even longer. Why I did what I did is to show them it's about the love. It's about the fact that, you know, I don't want to ride off of you, but I would like to help you. At the same time, I'm not going to go ahead and try to get $100. I'm happy with $10. You know what I mean? And the idea is let's have so much residual income of so many people that we're dealing with that we never have to knock anyone over the head with the price ever. So right now, everything on my website is going up kind of by who I partner with. And I'm still only about 10% in, you know, and now talking with Mike Mountain, knowing Ben Frank, knowing a lot of other people, you know, independent music, plus, you know, the record labels that I represent, I truly feel like I'm going to open up a whole new avenue on this, you know, one-stop shop to be able to purchase and buy, you know, your guys' services, your guys' 16s, your guys' beats, if you got beat libraries. All you got to do is tell me what your prices are, I keep you within a list. So geographically or ungeographically, especially if it came to beats, it wouldn't matter if someone was from India. The point is I will let you know every single time your content's going out, and you'll be paid every single time that your content's being touched. It's a trust situation. I have paperwork for everything that I've done thus far, and I'm going to continue to have to do the paperwork, and that's the part that seems to tear underground and entrepreneurs up. When someone says, okay, I need you to sign off that X amount is your business, X amount is my business, and this is how we're going to do it, people get scared at that. They think a contract, they overlook it. Yeah. But companies that are not going to do you wrong, they want the contract so they can show you that they're guaranteeing their services.
I want to ask my man Mike Mountain, as a producer, bro, like, what what's the most challenging thing for you, bro, when you get with an artist that you really like and you really, I mean, in other words, like, really I'm asking, like, okay, so the challenge for producers that I see, because I used to do beats, I used to fuck with the Fruity Loops and the Soundbase, Cubase, all that shit. So my thing is, when you get with an artist that you really like, bro, and you say, yo, I could work with you, man, I like your flow, I like your rhythm, do you find any challenges there when you may not be able to get the relationship that you thought you might have when you first heard that artist? Like, what are the challenges there to just link up with an artist that really want to work with you and say, yo, do beats for me. I want you to do beats for me. I want you to do, not all my beats, but I want you to be my go-to guy. Like, most producers want to be the go-to guy. You know what I mean? As far as any artist, it could be any artist or whatever. But I want to ask my man Mike Mountain, what challenges do he face to link up with solid artists that know how to do business, though? I want to touch on that know how to do business. Because you sound like a pretty intelligent guy, bro, that you've already been around the block and you know what time it is out here. I picked up on that when you first started speaking on the show today, so I appreciate that. But I want to ask him what the challenges are linking up with these artists today. Like, it doesn't matter even if you don't like this. I mean, if you like their style and you really think it's a chance for y'all to make some, you know, some real noise out here, what's the challenges to actually making that work with the artist? Not even the management, but the artist. Or the management, you can say both.
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I'm gonna tell you my experience, and this is my experience. Uh-huh. I never wanted to be the go-to guy for nobody as a producer. I only make beats for myself because nobody else makes the beats that I want, and I want to get credit for the production when I sign up for the music. Composition and ASCAP and all of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want to get production for the. I want to get credit for the production and all of that. So like, I mainly do it for me. But when I get other artists to work with me,
I know what it is already. Mm-hmm. The other half of that 50%.
Nah. It's not even that. I give the other artists like 25%. If I'm rhyming on it with them, like if I do half the song with them, and I do the beat, then
you
I
mean,
get 50%
of
the
beat. Do you mean that to say that you rap as well, Mike Mountain? You rap
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
now I'm with you. I thought you was just a producer. My bad. I thought you were just a producer.
Dope,
hold on. I want to ask him. Now that he said that, I want to ask him a question. So Mike Mountain, as a talented. That's a good point that you made, that because I didn't realize you was a rapper. All right, so Mike Mountain, as a talented producer and rapper, I'm not sure if you do engineering, but you sound like you're a triple threat because you got a lot of knowledge. So that already makes you a triple threat. You produce.
I don't do my own engineering no more. I just do rough mixes.
That's cool. I engineer my own beats, though. I pre-mix my own beats. That's cool. I still want to present this question to you. So since you have a knowledge of the business, do you have trouble negotiating, like, yo, so we got to do this percentage split? Because we're talking about splits now. If you're that talented and you're doing the beats and you writing raps, you obviously talk about a split now. You ain't just talking about doing the beat for that nigga. You talk about splits on the paper.
It depends on who's publishing it. It depends on who's publishing it. If they're publishing it, then
you know why
I got to trust them.
It depends on who's publishing it, because some people ain't
trust them to,
on their split. Hold on.
Depending on who's distributing it. If they distribute it on their
digital distribution,
TuneCore or CD Baby or whatever digital distribution is, and they don't give you the right percentage, there's nothing I can do about that. All I can do is just
he's
tell him
because that's a mechanical. Because the producer gets a mechanical royalty.
There's nothing he can do about that. But
you can negotiate something different, but the producer automatically gets a mechanical royalty. But you can always negotiate that.
Well, that's only if I already register my beats. You know what I'm saying? But
most
I can't
people
do that.
Don't.
That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at. What's the challenges?
What's the challenges
you face to get that
off? I can't register my beats already.
Your beats get registered for one
somebody.
Hold up.
I want to hear my man answer about.
I know you love me.
Getting the splits.
I can't register my beats already, and then have somebody come in and try to register that same beat with their own lyrics, because then they'll be like, "Oh, we recognize that beat from somebody else."
You need to separate your exclusive beats with stems from music that you record, and you can resell that, and you can lease them on MP3s. But music that you've never touched before, you can go ahead and sell for more with stems, or you can still go ahead and like put 15 8-bar loops together, come to me, and we'll turn around and we'll sell them. We'll make money. Listen, bro, I'm not playing, bro. I guarantee you, you will be on my website
by
tomorrow.
I'm good, man. I'm doing these animated videos. I'm making money doing that, man. I'm paying my bills.
I'm glad to hear that, because you got to be multidimensional. And that's a question I wanted to ask artists, like, what would you do if it wasn't the music? How would you monetize your brand if it wasn't the music? Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
I
went to school for the graphics and the animation and all of that.
That's awesome, bro. I think that's a lot to be said about that, because age that we in with the internet, you have to have full desktop publishing capability. Somebody on your team or you has to have that. You know why that's important? Because you're gonna be trying to freelance and look for somebody to do your graphic every time you do a project, and you're gonna stress yourself out. When you put somebody on your team that you say, "Yo, I got this idea for a song," that's called a collab. That means when you tell that person, that's the graphics person, your vision, they're supposed to be able to read between the lines and give you what you want. Some not gonna be able to do that.
Let me ask you a question, and I think we're going to be on the same page. If you was starting a new business endeavor with a person, and what is that, Guru? Is that your name, bro?
That's Future Guru.
Not Mike Mountain, not Ben Frank, the dude who was just speaking. Sorry.
This is Future Guru 100.
Yes, Future Guru.
That dude. You're right. That dude.
All right, I forgot what I was saying now.
So starting a business or something.
And you started doing stuff, and everything started going real fast. Next thing you know, day one, day two, day three passes, and then you have a big meeting with a major heavy hitter that could totally change your website's perception. You know I'm talking about my personal experience. If you offer that person at that point in time to draw everything down the middle as 50-50 contract partners, and that person says, "I'm way ahead of myself."
No, I wouldn't do it.
And I say, "I want to trademark my name." "Oh, no, no, you need to back." You're looking too far ahead. And then you go to your webmail, you go to email in the morning after you give delegate access to that to a certain individual, and then you find out that they tried charging $300 for e-commerce and web builder on GoDaddy for a website that's not even mine. That's why I'm on this.
That's why you don't get in a mix with people that you can't trust or not really ready to do business with, because everybody got to get a background check, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to get checked out. You know what I mean? So
I think it's not so much a background check. You need a personality check. Because a lot of people can't work with me because I talk so much.
That's a 90-day period, bro.
I don't need to do no 50-50 deal with nobody, man. Because you know why? What I realized early in this game, the motherfuckers that want to do a 50-50 or something with you, they already know you're getting paper. What the fuck? They already know you're getting money. They want their hands in the mix.
So
they want their hands in the pot.
Since the guy wasn't doing nothing, I took all the rights back down, got rid of everything, did everything myself. And I felt so relieved the following day because it was my baby. And instead of having ice melting, It's got Rockwell's Classy Dons featuring Jigs. It's got, you know, the good people featuring Shardy, Analog Bastard, and Master Ace. It's got, you know, BCR Radio Promos Package, you know, Mouth Music from Monopoly, Thoughts of Her. We got partners over all the way from Hot 97, you know, all the way over to it's just everywhere. Right now, the website's only showing a small part of it, but that's exactly because we were talking about such a big sponsor. So I guess all of a sudden, if like Lexus or Nike step to like an athlete or something, it's like they're not gonna, if they start negotiating that contract with them with their agent, then their agent looks at them and says, I don't want to do anything about a contract, you're going to start feeling a little bit fishy. So don't say that anyone who wants to do contractual work is a red flag. Those who want to do contractual work and 50-50, it all depends. If they're bringing more to the table and they've invested financially and they have something to bring to the table, then good. It's a good deal.
Okay.
If it's all your work and someone steps to you, talk about 50-50, they're trying to take what it is that you
somebody steps to you talking 50-50, bro. Some chances are if you are a platform, let's just say that you got 100,000 subscribers on YouTube and somebody approaches you for some partnership, mainly if they got a bag they're going to put up, they want you to sign away everything. They want you to sign away full control, ownership. They're going to want to do what they want to do. They're going to want to post what they want to post on your shit. And they're going to
happen like that. Everything's got a package and a price. Yeah. I'm going to charge them for radio submissions. I'll charge them for digital radio tracking.
If you commit to that, your integrity is going to get thrown out the window with the bathwater.
You think
so?
You would think so. But
it's no different than a major label that finds an artist. The artist is the
absolutely
smartest one in the room. Because
the difference between me and a major label, for example, is the fact that a major label is going to put the money up first.
The intellectual property of the artist is one of the most important things in this business.
I don't
want
nothing to
succeed.
Do with that.
I'm just trying to make a point. There's no difference in an artist signing his life away to a major label.
I keep forgetting that it's not just a couple guys talking on the phone about the music business, and I forget that we're talking to the audience who might not have the information.
Yeah,
so
the
I want to apologize.
We're talking to the people that's not in the know. A lot of people are not in the know about what happens when you sign. What happens when you sign is if you're Quavo with the Migos and you want to go record and the label said we're not putting out your music right now and you want to go record something under Quavo or Offset, you can't do shit. Number one, you have to have the okay from the label for that before you say, yo, I'm going through with my label right now. I can't put out no music. But if you do put out some music, you don't own the shit. They own your name. They own your music. You signed that, even though your name's
No. Listen, you need to be careful. Don't step to a business relationship without already putting your paperwork in order. Get your house in order before you visit.
Well, we're talking about the Migos right now. What did they do wrong? We talk about the Migos right now that they can't record shit under their
I could flip the script and say, look at Ludacris.
They cannot record under their name right now. They can't put out shit.
All right, ready? So now go ahead.
They can't put out shit under the Migos, and neither one of them individually can put out shit under their name.
That's what happened.
Quavo can't put shit under his name.
Because they did not trademark their name.
Can't put nothing out under his name, and Takeoff can't put out shit under his name. That's a fact.
ASO 131?
Mark Hatton.
Okay.
So what? Why can't they? Who said that? Why can't they?
Mike Mouth.
Oh, because it's a deal what they signed. The intellectual property of the Migos brand name and each one of their names as well. See, you got to remember something. Even though they're the Migos, each one of them has their own personality level. Quavo, Offset, Takeoff. Just remember that. So when they signed all that shit away. They signed their names And
what
the name
happens
of the
when
group
you sign a major contract with a record label? They start
of course
doing something
happen,
called
but that can happen to the bloggers.
Can I,
that can happen
finish?
To the bloggers and the content creators as well, fam. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right, I guess
that's,
I don't
that was
have
my
any,
point in the beginning.
Right.
So that was my point in the beginning.
Signed into a contract. It doesn't. It can be with your homeboy down the block. Did he register his business? Does he have a tax ID number? Once you see that, and he's going to put out his money, and then you go ahead, and if you don't have any knowledge in recording and you don't want to go to recording studios, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. A record label is basically a guy who has money who can go ahead and put the money up front or the recording equipment up front and charge it later on the back end, print up physical units or get the money back through digital distribution. Then after that, normally have a 50-50 deal after the record label recoups all its money. That's the way it was.
Well, bro, but that's crazy because they're charging you for a stylist. They're charging you for your hotels. They're charging you for your tour bus.
That's why
you're never
going to
see that recoup.
But a lot of cash, right?
They
took that $100,000 check.
The label can
say,
oh, the label can say, don't forget, we gave you this. We gave you that. We gave you that car. Actually, we own that car. We only leased that car for you. We gave it to you with the keys.
Right.
You think it's yours, but it's not yours. You think it's yours. You might get on the internet. You might get on the internet with the keys and say it's yours. But the label gave you that, and they own it. And it's the same thing with the house. The label gives you that house. They put your monkey ass. They put your monkey ass in that house and tell you that it's your house. And you're gonna get on the internet tomorrow.
It's kind of like.
This is my house on the internet, but you're stunned.
Yo,
the label owns that shit. The label owns it.
Real shit, but Mike Mountain, yo, we're going to go ahead and play your joint, man. We're going to play that hookah joint, man. Go ahead and announce that.
You said the hookah joint?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Let's say that. Go ahead and announce
that. this hookah. This hookah by me, Mike Mountain, and Bobby Nux Castro. Check it out.
You see it. Hip Hop Star Exchange Radio.
Dame tu oído, podemos casarnos y tengo muchos hijos. Mío no manso, no uno caserío. Si no importa, mi primo y tío. Sean románticos, sean sensibles. Puedo ser el chico, darte lo que pide. Puedo ser el chico, darte lo que pide. Puedo mateca, es de toto como chicle. Puedes darte el mundo si quieres decirme. Pero si no fuma hierba, no debo conocerme. No estamos haciendo nada. Dame mamita, te doy una lata.
My mouth en el papa, dime lo que pasa. Apretarlo, no jodiendo con papa. Cuando la busca, oye lo que busca. Lo tenemos donde quiera, fuck you, puta. Sol, escucha nuestras palabras. Somos en la calle, vende.
Mi tío, la tengo mucho corazón. Mi escribo la letra en noticierón. Soy un tigre, llámame tiguerón. No me digas, se acabó la mierda, cabrón. Se pone a veces la canción. Esto es lo que es como radiación. Toque el azulirado, la plantación. En el campo donde lucha para la revolución. Estoy formando la hierba por erección. En mi Timberland, borras por construcción. Siempre soy yo en cualquier situación. Oye, nena, ven conmigo por erección. Fui en la playa, somos playeros. Somos los lobos en el huevo. Oye, mi agarra a tu mujer. Y ella le pega el cuerno. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Prende, prende. Fumalo juca, fumalo juca, fumalo juca, prende, fuimo. Fumalo juca, fumalo juca, fumalo juca, prende, prende. Fumalo juca, fumalo juca, fumalo juca, prende, fuimo. Fumalo juca, fumalo juca, fumalo juca, prende, prende. Fumalo juca, fumalo juca, fumalo juca, prende, fuimo. Oye nena, ven conmigo, me tiene loco contigo. Mami, dame un bebida, quiero ser el hombre en tu vida. De que ser te sientes seguro, solo te necesito, te lo juro. Podemos fumar, tengo fornito de hierba, en mi puse el producto para la perla. Estoy repetando fumado, lo
loco de la juca. Cometele que perezca como bazooka.
Vamos a mostrar, tumbado en la cama. Nena, soy un freak, trae tu mama. No me toca puta, sola baja. Ponete en el bloque como Pedro Navaja. No me pides nada, no quieren el drama. Lo que pasa, pasa, dile WhatsApp, WhatsApp. No soy tu papa, eres un chata que huele a horchata y bachata. Puedes chupar la bola y come mi culo. Salte una guagua bien desnudo.
Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, prende. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, fuego. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, prende. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, fuego. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, prende. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, fuego. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, prende. Fuma la juca, fuma la juca. Fuma la juca, prende, fuego.
Fuma la juca, préndelo. Fuma la loca de la juca.
Ajá.
Hablamos español, pues. Tenemos que aprovechar.
Y estamos buscando todos los mamis lindas con cuerpo sexy, ¿ok? Pero si tocaste esta pelura, por favor, cierra la puerta cuando te vayas.
Vámonos para adelante.
Ajá.
Vámonos, puñeta. Estamos aquí. Piragua.
Puñeta.
Compra la piragua.
Puñeta.
¿Qué tú quieres? ¿Una piragua?
Tráemelo, muñeca. Muñeca.
Yeah, 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 you know what it is. This is Dev. All money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
Back at it. Dev a Mill. We heating up. Let's go. Aha! You see it? Ben Frank.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Just the heat up. Let's go. This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up. Already on our re-up.
About
to put a key up, to sweep up. Ooh. Just make nigga, I'm telling Nate that's ass fitting.
Fitting.
Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting.
Bitten.
Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only give one life, but feel like we live this twice. I spit advice like a lesson
like
learned.
A lesson learned.
Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the
if you
earn.
Ain't get the earn.
If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flip and the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn. Cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like us, luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A male been the main one. Headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like gang real. This is how the game feel. When I ain't dropping nothing, if it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 4, 5, 6, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rapper schooled me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada, a homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pie. You looking at this money like you caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence for mail, fail to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply.
It's a mill.
I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up.
Everybody say I change.
Uh-huh.
You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same.
Nah.
So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown, couple things that I own, that's just the level up. I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up.
I promise.
All money is legal.
Fire, fire. Buy it. If I'm about to sing, radio, get your mind right, get your money right.
What's hey, what's the name of that song? What's the name of that song, Mount Mike?
Oh, that was Hookah.
Hookah, man, I closed my eyes and all I seen was back pockets and asses on the dance floor, man.
Sweat spots on they walls,
did.
Right?
Hey,
I'm gonna ask him. That sound like some Daddy Yankee shit. So like, who would you want to work with, bro? Like, if you was gonna pick a like, I know J Balvin is hot. I know Daddy Yankee always wants to be one of my favorites, dude. Like, but like, who would you want to work with at this point that really would you think that would really help your career? Like, not just help your career, but like, yo, this shit could get my name out there. This shit, bro. Who would it be? Who would the artist be? Would it be Daddy Yankee, J Balvin? Anybody like that, legendary versus new, who would it be, bro?
Yo, I love Daddy Yankee. I love J Balvin. I love Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is really killing them, yeah.
Arcangel or Archangel. I love Anuel AA. I love, shit. There's so many, man. There's so many people out there. Mike Towers is hitting it. Mike Towers. Look out for Mike Towers, yo. That's MYKE Towers. MYKE.
I
hope, you know what I mean? Not Mike Mount, like MIC.
Yo, what you looking for out here, bro? I just want to say, man, you talented. You know, you have the diverse gift of bilingual. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? Cool. That you're bilingual, so I mean, you got the gift of that, bro. That's a resourceful thing alone by itself. So I just wanna, I'm a coach, bro, in this game, bro. I'm a coach. I like to coach niggas. I like to put them on to what I know. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that don't want to see others win by not giving the information. We're here to share the information. That's why I'm on this show for free. I'm on this show for free because I love my brother Ben Frank and Big Hess and everybody that come on and be a part of this shit. Like, we're growing. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is retweet it and repost it, and you can see that we're growing. Somebody else is going to see it once you share the links to the show or whatever. Somebody's going to hear everything you got to say. So we're going to be promoting this show heavy, bro. The link to this podcast, this particular episode, which is the 10/14/2020 episode, you might see once I find your Twitter. Ben Frank, I hope you got his Twitter, bro. When Ben Frank,
I got
he
it.
Posts
I just
great,
followed it. I just followed it.
When my brother Ben Frank reposts great show tonight with your name in it, just know that this is the episode that we broadcast, and we're actually rebroadcasting it and reposting it for the people that didn't get the chance to hear it tonight live, like we are live right now. This is the beautiful part of podcasting, bro. Even though we're not on a video type of thing, this is still a podcast. We're able to rebroadcast it and reshare the links for people that missed it. That's the beautiful part of the social networking thing. You know what I mean? Because we're able to share this shit for the people that missed it. You know what I mean? So tomorrow, we can actually say, yo, sit down when you got a minute. And listen to my nigga Mike Mountain episode, whatever. You know, that's the part I do with the marketing. I'm involved with that heavy. But at the same time, I don't expect my guys, Bill Frank is already going to do it off the rip. But it's up to me to piggyback and support him where he just posted. It's up to me to support Big Hess where he posts so I can repost it with my brothers that's really dedicated to this shit, man. And we want to thank you for having some time to interview with us tonight, bro. I definitely learned a lot just by having you on with the reggae tone and The vibe, I've always been fucking with the vibe. Daddy Yankee been a favorite of mine for a long time, bro. So
yeah,
I look at it, yeah, because if you remember Daddy Yankee when he first came out, the nigga always had the Yankee cap low. You feel me? That's it, like, all day. Who not going to respect that? He was not, I'm not going to say he was infiltrating the culture. He wanted to say, I'm a part of this culture. He stamped his, when he came in, it was a stamp, bro. Niggas accepted him. You know what I'm saying? He hit the scene heavy. Just like J Balvin hit the scene with Cardi, bro. I mean, but J Balvin is already a big artist on the level of Mark Anthony already, if you think about it.
Daddy Yankee came in with Nicki Jam, yo. They came straight off the streets, yo. They hit the streets of New York. You know what I'm saying?
They hit the streets. Yeah, you know that, bro. Come on. Because he hit the clubs. He hit everything. He was there to blend in with that Bronx shit. Like when now you think he had an NY Yankee hat on to fuck with the Bronx. Stop playing.
Yeah.
That wasn't Queens.
Yeah.
That's Bronx. That's the most heavily Hispanic area in New York, nigga. Stop playing. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? The BX, baby. Tell him, Ben Frank.
That's
real talk, man. We talking about branding now, marketing now. Why did he hit the scene with the NY Yankee hat on? So the Bronx can embrace that nigga. Stop playing, bro.
Motherfucker, remember him. Look at that nigga right there.
Thank you, Big Head. We got you. We know what you're saying.
Right.
But that's what we do over here. We support those that really want to reach that next plateau, bro. And I think you got it, man. I appreciate having you on tonight, fam.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate you too, man. Thank you, man. I thank you for all the love that you showed me, man. I thank Frank Emil for the love that he showed me, and I appreciate Casey. You know what I'm saying? Like, all y'all,
what's
man,
up?
Everybody in the building.
We get some shout outs. We here to support you tonight, man. This your night, fam. This your night, bro.
Yeah, get some shout outs, Mike. Get some shout outs, Mike Mount.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to my man Thurston Howe III. I want to give a shout out to I want to give a shout out to my man Run Dog from Rare Man's Gilla House. I want to give a shout out to Pace One.
You say Gilla House like Rare Man Gilla House?
Yeah. Run Dog. Yeah, that's
shit. You know, I'm
right
from
there.
New York, bro. I'm from the same hood Rare Man from, bro. When you said Gilla House, that already
I was born in Mount Holly down in South Jersey and shit.
Wow, Mount Holly. Come on, I know Mount Holly, bro. I used to drive to the casino in Atlantic City like every other week, bro.
Yeah.
I know Mount Holly area. Yeah. I'm from Jersey. I'm a Jersey cat. I'm on the West Coast now near Seattle.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm a Jersey kid to the core, bro. I'm Jersey.
Yeah, man. That's Mount Holly. Yeah. Like, I was born there, but, like, always knew that's where I was, you know what I mean? Like, When I did my natal chart and all of that, I found out like it's important where you was born at and the time of place and the time like you was born and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to Trent, man. My man Big Ooh out of Trent. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he did an episode of Empire a couple years ago, and you know it kind of helped his career, man. He was already a grinder, like a. If you never heard of Big Ooh, man, go look up Big Ooh from Trenton, man.
Yeah.
Go look up Big Ooh,
problem,
man. That, those is my dogs, bro. Whoever heard of Big Ooh, man, let us know.
Yeah, word, definitely.
Big Ooh, bro. Big Ooh.
Yo, Mike Mountain, yo, give everybody the link so they can check out your music and your brand before we go off the air, man.
Yeah.
All right, check me out at MikeMountain.com. That's MikeMountain. That's Mike Mountain, the same way you spell it, Mountain. MikeMountain.com. MikeMountain.com. You can find me Mike Mountain at Facebook, at SoundCloud, on Instagram, on Spotify, on YouTube, all of that. Like, just look up Mike Mountain. If you want to look up my graphics, look up Mountain High Graphics with an X at the end. That's PHIXGRAPHIX Mountain High Graphics at Instagram. Or MountainHighGraphics.com or MountainHighGraphics at Facebook. You can find me for the graphics. I do good logos. I do all that good stuff. Like, holla at me. I do verses too. Mike Mountain, holla at me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just holla at me. The album's called
Beat Out. I was about to ask you about the name. How did the name come about, Mike Mountain? But I don't even have to ask. Shit, you got a brand.
That's my last name. Actually. I was born in Mount Holly, but that's
what I don't even got to ask right now. I was going to say, yo, how did you get that name, Mike Mountain? No, I don't got to ask right now because you said Mountain High Graphics and your name is Mike Mountain. That says it all, bro. I caught on that quick. Snap, 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 nigga. I caught on that quick. I need to ask that question
I'm trying to brand, my nigga.
You know, you just don't know. I support that shit, bro. Trust me. I got you.
I like that. It's the network,
Mike Mountain High Graphics. All you gotta do is say the name first, then say, "Oh yeah, Mike Mountain." That's the cat that own Mountain High Graphics. Like that, it's automatically go together right now. He married his name to the brand. You feel me? He married his name to the brand. That's how we do this shit, baby. Don't play.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's what's up. I like that.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, shout out to everybody on the show. Big shout out to you, Ben Frank, man. You know, you the leader of this platform, man. And shout out to all the people listening around the world, NX Records, Wyatt, Austin Blaze, Cam Mean 23. Man, everybody listening, thank you for supporting. And Ben Frank, man.
Shout out to Miss Carrie Cleveland for baking them cakes and pies on Sunday. Shout out to Miss Carrie Cleveland for baking those delicious cakes and pies.
Sharing
drooling on their screens every Sunday.
Hey,
drooling.
Oh, watch out. Carrie Cleveland's going
get some
to
shout
have new music.
That's what's up, timeless music. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Yeah, you want to get some shout-outs?
Yeah, I'm giving a shout-out to my playlist, man. Future Guru 100 playlist, man. About to hit 500 followers. My profile on Spotify is already over 500 followers, man. You know, so that's like over. And plus, don't even mention my playlist followers is just climbing, nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm shouting out two of my playlists today because I got dozens of them. But I'm going to shout out the two I'm working on right now to grow, and that's the Future Guru 100 playlist and the Indie Buzz 2020 playlist. Go look that up on Spotify, and you're going to hear some joints. You're going to hear some joints on Spotify, not that wickety-wick-wack shit. You know what I'm saying? Come, you know what I'm saying? Come take it. And I also got a playlist called The Listening Party. Whether or not Quiet is Kept, I hope y'all know that I'm branding each one of my playlists. So when I say welcome to The Listening Party, hey, just click on this shit. Click on it, man. Welcome to The Listening Party. I got a playlist on Spotify called The Listening Party. Already over 100 and some change followers, man. I'm trying to take that to 500 followers. Future Guru 100 playlist about to hit 500 followers, man. Shout out to Phenom Radio, Amil Network, East Oakland Music Management, Stop Beefing Radio, 1000 Network. Yeah, heard? That way.
Hey, I like that, man. All them rolled off your tongue real good there, buddy.
Why not, man? My shit. Go look at these guys. First of all, I'll take a time out real quick before we get off the air. All these niggas telling me, oh, yeah, we do your playlist, blah, blah, blah. Hey, go ask them how many followers they got on Spotify, and then come see me. Because I'm about to show you something. I'm about to, yo, nigga, this is my profile right here on Spotify. I do my thing, man. It's all organic, man. Take it or leave it, man. Take it or leave it. I don't care. Take it or leave it.
I know.
If you're not bossing up, you can't talk like that. Take it or leave it. I got over 3,000-4,000 followers on Spotify. Plus, don't forget to mention DJ Kushu got over 5,000 followers on Spotify. His DJ Kushu.
Man, I'm not complaining. Kerry Cleveland on about 5 or 6 of them. So I ain't complaining.
That's the truth. That's a big fact. And on about 20 of them. That's another fact.
You see
it? That's what I'm trying to tell y'all is. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Mike Mountain gonna be on the
show. You wanna know the difference? They always ask.
Wow.
This
you guys didn't hear me that whole entire time.
You and them?
Hey,
they always
hey.
Ask this question.
Whoa.
Hey,
you guys didn't hear me
for
like 10 minutes?
Hey.
They always ask this question. What's
hey.
The difference between you and them? And
I'm averaging, I'm averaging 800 streams a day.
Yeah, he is. And then when they ask you what's the difference between you and them, I'm going to tell them. Well, go look at my profile on Spotify.
Wow. I was on mute.
Go look at my profile on Spotify. Go look at it. I don't
my shout out is to Mike Mountain. I've been sitting here yelling into the phone, wondering why you guys are just ignoring me. I was telling
you,
you wouldn't be treating
me
like that on the
street.
Yeah, I muted myself. I said, I was saying over here in my house, I'm like, yo, I hate to do this on the radio, but if we was on the street, bro, you wouldn't be disrespecting me like this. And also, I'm like, what's going on? I look at my phone. What I want to do for my shout out, right? What I wanted to do for my shout out was I wanted to shout out to Mike Mountain, and I wanted to go ahead and say while Hookah and that Emil joint was playing, me and him connected again behind the scenes, realized that we both have a lot in common, and it's been 3 years, and we rekindled the bromance, I guess you could say. And again, if it's not for Ben Frank and HHSE, like I was on the radio with y'all 2 weeks ago, and I was on there with my business partner, Tremaine from BCR Magazine. And I met Tremaine off your radio show. So that's why, I don't know if you've checked it out on the website yet, Ben. That's why, I'm carrying you, and we're going to talk some more business in the future as far as puts your music up, you know what I mean? And that goes the same thing for you, Mike Mountain. Because it takes the original family, the original people around you, the connections that made everything happen, that makes you be able to get accounts like One World Magazine and Rap Attacks Live, to be working in conjunction with you. It all stems from the roots, and the roots started in 2012 or 13 when I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw something about some radio show and I called it up. I didn't take it seriously. Now look at it 8 years later. Want to pick up HHSE and everybody, man, because it's these little pieces of your life. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, I got a rock in my, a little small rock in your shoes. And that rock might be bothering you all day, but maybe the universe or God put that rock in your shoe because that's the exact piece, missing element you needed to be 100 that day, if that makes any sense. There seems
that's right,
to be
and
a level, and everything is rising very well. And I want to say much love and respect to everybody, man. I need to be more humble. Everything's happening so fast, and I'm very grateful to have reconnected and had the intuition to call in when my old good friend Mike Mountain was on air. So respect to everybody, Mike Mountain. I'm not even going to shout my website out again. Respect
there
to everyone.
See,
Ben Frank, Hip Hop Stock Exchange.
That's how
right.
You know this is a network. That's how you know HAC is a good network, when you could rekindle a bromance so long ago. That's how you know we a network.
It's true.
It's the network, man. It's
what'd
what
you learn
do,
tonight
man.
On HHSE? How to rekindle
bromance. We bring
bromance.
People together. That's right. We bring people together. There you go.
Hey,
hey,
hold on.
Hey, look, you shut it. I said it, right?
We
shut it.
On to the Bachelor.
Yo, Ben, man, I appreciate you always, man.
Yeah, man.
The future girl appreciates you. Mike Mountain, we're going to touch down, I'm pretty sure, right after this. I just sent you my number.
Have a great week, man. God, have a great week and make the best of it, man. Don't let any opportunity pass you by, and don't leave no money on the table. That's what I'm saying.
Future.
There you go.
Future. I need a poster, man. We need to talk, dog, for real.
There you go. This is the network, see? This is the network.
Hold up. If he can't accommodate the poster by next Wednesday, you go to OneShopStopHipHop.com.
Hey, no,
we will facilitate that.
You gotta relax. That's my client. You gotta relax.
I would never do that anyway.
Promo code HHSC. Promo code HHSC.
Exactly.
Yes, hey,
there you go.
Hey,
Ben Frank, one more shot. Congratulations to the 392nd episode, dog.
That's a lot of weeks, baby.
If I got sentenced to jail time for 392 episodes a week, man, I'd be crying, dog, because that'd be some years.
Yeah, you would be crying.
I was just trying to do the jail time.
You ain't never coming home.
Ben Frank, check it out right quick. So I'm in lockup. Everything's quiet. I'm in prison in Florida. All of a sudden, one guy goes, after everyone just got quiet and the lights red, he goes, oh, he yawns and he goes, another day down, 1,200 days to go. And everyone, it was like a little giggle in a movie theater. I mean, when you go to prison, in some ways it's scary as hell. And then in other ways, it's constantly turning. Sometimes you got to fight for your life, and then sometimes it's like you're like in a little day camp or something.
But anyway, man,
that shit was funny.
Hey, Ben Frank, can we go out with some timeless music, man? Can we have some walkout music?
It's on Sony Wright, man. Space Timeless Music, Carrie Cleveland. We're going to be back next Wednesday. Matter of fact, this the network, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right, home with any artist.
Yeah.
Till next Wednesday, stay focused, determination, perseverance, keep your goals in front of you. One love, y'all.
All money legal.
Right here.
You see it.
You get away.
fire, fire.